Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two fine websites. You can check out news and all the great products that support us at those two places. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and Uncle Kevin's here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. It's great to be here.
Yesterday was it's almost become a national holiday, Super Bowl Sunday in some form or another.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if the audience watched it all. I'm sure a lot of you did. It used to be that commercials were a big deal, and then it kind of went through a period where they weren't. I thought some of the commercials were very clever last night.
They were.
I also thought
a lot of propaganda.
That's what I was about to say.
A lot of propaganda.
I also thought there was a lot of they're very telling.
Which
was your favorite? I'm putting you on
Bill
the spot.
Bill Murray.
That's what I was going to say.
I thought that was clever.
The Bill Murray commercial about Groundhog Day for Jeep, I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
It was not a political message. It harkened back to the movie. It was awesome. I loved it.
When he tapped that was a groundhog and got on the helmet.
On the helmet.
Oh, that was funny.
Safety first.
Yeah, safety first. As he's going
safety
down
first.
Yeah.
It was very clever if you get a chance to see it. Some of the other ones, Google, basically trying to con you into getting all your information on Google so that you'll never die. I mean, it was very overt. If you had read about transhumanism and about, watched some X-Files episodes, you would say, oh, wow, this is them trying to upload your personality
you
to
go.
The computer. I mean, that's where you would go to this pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make that connection. Google certainly. I don't know if anything else stuck out. Most of the time we were flipping back and forth during the Super Bowl. We watched the Super Bowl together. We were trying to check up on the virus updates or what was going on. So we didn't see all of them, but I definitely saw the Bill Murray one was I thought awesome. The halftime show, very political.
Oh gosh, it was sickening.
They had children in little cages.
Little cages. Oh, that.
And J-Lo. In case you didn't know,
it was J-Lo's kid.
And if you're wondering why, why we're talking about this, well, this is culture. This is what they're presenting to you. So it's important.
Kids do not belong in cages.
Right. Well, that's what they say.
Cages.
Yeah, that's what they say. So there was one part where they're singing a song. J-Lo starts breaking into Born in the USA. You know, the Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. She breaks into this. She's got a huge cape on. On one side, the outside is the American flag. And on the inside, she opens it, and it's the Puerto Rican flag.
That's right.
The whole dance crew, you would think, I made the comment, kind of just jokingly. I said, what is this? Are we in Cuba? I mean, it was almost like, Shakira was Colombia. J-Lo, very, Latin influence. Mm-hmm. Fine, whatever. It's in Miami. The Super Bowl's in Miami. I mean, it makes sense. But then a CNN host gets on and said, this is why we need mass immigration. This is a basically an advertisement for mass immigration. If this is what mass immigration looks like, this is what we need. I guess she wants Latino children and people dancing around the streets all everywhere and smiling. I guess that's what she means by that. They had children in cages.
More like San Francisco.
They had children in cages, and then they got out of the cage and her singing Born in the USA, obviously a political message about, whatever.
Yeah, it's
just
nonsense.
Anyway. The Kansas City, if you didn't watch, Kansas City won the Super Bowl over San Francisco. Actually, a very dramatic, if you like football, it was a very good game. It went down to the last couple minutes. Kansas City was down two scores with just a few minutes left and made an unbelievable comeback. It was pretty exciting. The celebration in Kansas City was so big, it was seen on weather radar.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
With all the fireworks and everything?
All the fireworks?
It was seen.
I thought you were talking about they lit the city on fire.
No.
They saw it from space.
The space station. Saw the barbecue joint burn. Yeah. Every barbecue joint burn up.
Yeah.
There was before the big game. Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce, I couldn't hardly care less. But in this case, they have made a deal with the NFL where Jay-Z is associated with the NFL. I don't know, as a spokesman, they have some kind of relationship or deal where they are going to work on social justice issues together. Jay-Z and the NFL. What does that mean? Well, you can just fill in the blank. You let your mind run. So pregame, the national anthem was sung. Beyonce and Jay-Z did not stand up.
Boy, who didn't know that?
You made the comment about China. You said something about money in China. What were you saying about he wouldn't?
Oh, he wouldn't make that kind of money in China?
No, no, yeah. Oh. He wouldn't make that money in China.
Right.
So, well, yeah, he probably wouldn't, would
no,
he?
No, he'd make it, but he'll make it off the NFL.
So, he didn't stand. The, pretty interesting. The commercials, one of the big stories before the Super Bowl was a pro-life ad that had a uterus, you know, a picture of an ultrasound of a baby in the uterus, you know, heart beating, kind of growing a little bit. And then it says, you know, his father will leave him. He will have a troubled childhood. Da, da, you know, all these different factors that people use as reasons to get abortions, right?
Right.
All, and then it says, but it grows, but this baby will grow up to be the first black president in American history. And it was Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Very telling.
Very telling.
And they wouldn't, NFL wouldn't play it.
They wouldn't play it. Nope.
The NFL would play advertisements from Bloomberg about guns.
Oh, yeah. Take your guns.
They had
the our man.
They had the people from Parkland. Was it Parkland or Stone? Yeah, Stoneman Douglas in Parkland. Yeah. They had the kids from Parkland. Remember then, David Hogg, you know, his dad's in the FBI and all that connected to the government. Now they had them involved with the Super Bowl. They would also have Anquan Boldin doing a ad about police brutality, shooting his cousin. They would do an ad about that.
They did.
But not a pro-life ad.
Not a pro-life.
Yeah, so So social justice means we hate cops because they kill everybody, and we want weapons.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
That's what it means.
Is that what I'm to take that as?
And I saw one commercial, not on the Super Bowl, but a very powerful commercial about this lady was going to get an abortion. She was right up to it, got talked out of it, and then they show, 20 years later, that he's the captain of a major wrestling team, you know, and she was getting one of the best wrestlers in the world, you know. It's just a really powerful.
Well, there's stories like that about, it lists this child like da-da-da-da, you know, kind of like about Barack Obama. So there's one that's way worse, and it's about Beethoven. Oh, should this child be aborted? And said, oh, yeah, you just killed Beethoven.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's like way worse what happened. Life has a way. Life, it's self-evident, right, that life needs to continue and that we need to have a life culture. Anyway, for that, I've been so hesitant to support the NFL. All my life I've been a sports fan.
Me too.
All my life I love sports.
Once they started kneeling, that was it.
But the Super Bowl, I watched it. You know, we live in Missouri, so we wanted to watch.
We wanted to promote our team.
Yeah, we wanted to support
our team.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they won. Wow.
It
was amazing.
It was a good game.
We got a caller, Dave in New York. Dave in New York, quickly, what's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, I went for like I went till 6:15 before I turned the Super Bowl on, because otherwise it's like watching people you don't know watching our home movies and stuff. I didn't want to go through all that.
No question.
So, but when I did turn it on, it was when the first part of it, the international anthem and all that. And what I did, on a spiritual level, I don't even know if I had the sound on or not at that point. You know, I think I'd have for a minute, then I'd turn it. But when I saw the children, little children in the cages, and the white, the purity of it, that made me think of, Ed Skull Murphy, and what Jim Rothstein said about, the children being able to be, assaulted sexually or whatever by adults or whatever, in 2020 or 2021 or whatever. And then I saw when they had these girls that were dancing in gold outfits, I don't know how old they were, but they all looked like they were teenagers. They didn't look like they were adults. And here we go. To me, that was, those are the future sex workers, if you will.
Yep.
And they're the ones that, Fantasy Island Air, had on it. That's those are things that stuck out to me that really, and then I saw then there was a circle with a cross sticking out of it. I have no idea what that meant.
Well, I think that was what it was I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the halftime show? Is that what you're talking about?
Must have been. and I didn't.
Yeah, the halftime show had a huge circle just for the audience, had a huge circle, and then the back end, and it showed a picture from above, and it was yellow, and then in the one side, you know, a string came, or a line came straight from it with a cross. Now that was, that's a symbol of female.
Right.
That's a female symbol. And it was all women that were up there. You know, Shakira, all that. It was all women at the thing, you know, women empowerment, all this, women rights, and, you know, and all those kind of things. That's what I got from
it. I got it. I got exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And when you hear about all the perversion that, you know, they were doing on the stage, or the, you know, the pole dancing and
oh my gosh.
In the face.
Yeah,
I mean, that is so freaking creepy. You know, it's like
it was very sexual.
It sure was.
It was extremely sexual. Extremely. It was. My little girl wasn't watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, and I'm glad she wasn't. It was very overtly sexual, no question.
And we were just trying to figure out why they chose J-Lo. She's sort of,
yeah. Why J-Lo? She's not. I mean, how popular? It's not like she's, you know, world. I don't know. I have no idea. Whatever.
I don't. Me neither.
Dave, any last thought that you have? We got to move. We got a lot of news, my friend.
No, it's just I'm telling you how I felt, you know, in the spirit, if you will, as to what I saw and how it was portrayed. You know,
appreciate
opposite.
That. All right. Very good, buddy.
Thank you.
God, see you later.
God bless you, my friend.
Yep.
And, I didn't even tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we have, bad host. We got, Joseph Meyer is going to come on just for a quick update. I know he came last week, but a lot's happening. So he's just going to come in at the end of this hour, and then Sherry Rogers. Now we've already had calls. You can call, ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944, and you can talk to Sherry Rogers. Todd told me some people have already called. So call back and we'll get you in to ask questions with Sherry. So, please remember that. Later this week, usually I don't do a show on Thursday, or it's a replay, or we have guest host with George. This week it's going to be a little bit about this Thursday. Very special. One of my very good friends, I kind of lost touch with him for a little while. I lost his number, which is crazy as this is. And I just, I found his number out of the blue, talked to him. I mean, it's, you know, it's like we never even stopped talking. He played in the NBA for, I don't know, 12 years. And we got to talking about the radio show, what you do, whatever. He goes, I love talking about all this stuff. I said, well, my gosh, you want to come on the radio show? He said, yes, he wants to come on the radio show.
Excellent.
So we have a, NBA veteran, he's coming on. And so we'll ask him, you know, his whole experience about the NBA. What's the NBA like? What's his mindset? What do other NBA players think? What do they think about what's going on in the world? I think it'll be very interesting for you. He's very engaging. He's a great guy. I'm very excited to have him on. So Thursday, don't forget about that. The first hour we'll have, Ronnie on. So we'll deal with that. Want to make you aware of that. So, getting to more news now. Obviously, the biggest story in the world is this coronavirus right now. And I've been going back and forth. I'm trying not to be hyperbolic.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a story. Go ahead and just read the headline about the H1N1 or the, you know, man-made.
Scientist confirms coronavirus man-made contains P shuttle SN sequencing proving laboratory origins.
Okay, what that means. Now, it's somehow it's connected with HIV, not the HIV virus, but the delivery system,
right,
or the subsets of the virus. I don't mm-hmm. quite understand them.
It's how it gets into your body.
Right. What I do, what it means is,
into cells.
Is this didn't come from bats in the market. That's what this means. This is smoking gun evidence. Now people are saying this. Okay. Now you think, okay, that's kind of odd. That's whatever. Now, another story out of Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge suspended on Twitter. So Zero Hedge
writes a story.
Did a big story about is this the man behind the global coronavirus pandemic? They did a big story talking about the bioweapons labs, the Wuhan, you know, blah, blah, blah. Somebody from BuzzFeed, you know, BuzzFeed helped release the Steele dossier.
Right.
Now, I want you to really think about this, and if you're a new listener especially, think about the levels of conspiracy we're dealing with if this is true. Okay, just if this is true. BuzzFeed comes out and complains about Zero Hedge writing an article about a man may be involved with a bioweapon in China, and that these things may be linked, and that it appears that this is man-made. They had an article about that the virus is definitely some laboratory, definitely a mutation. It's definitely a laboratory mutation
definitely.
From everything we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now BuzzFeed, who was used to release the Steele dossier, was heavy, heavy running shotgun for that operation.
Correct.
And so now they come out and complain about Zero Hedge in this article, and they complain to Twitter, and Twitter, without any word, without any warning, without any reason giving,
that's right,
suspends Zero Hedge.
Correct.
You think this isn't important information? You think this isn't, there's not something to this? And notice all the fingers that are touched in Bud's feet. Remember how we've talked about the William Colby, the CIA, 1975, mm-hmm. All major media, they're involved, all these organizations like this, corporate media, how they're controlled, yep. How they're used as, now they're used as weapons. Instead of media being a freeing enterprise, media is used as a capturing enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so to stop the free speech of media now be, I've told you this over and over, the Bill of Rights is being used to destroy the Bill of Rights. The freedom of media, of BuzzFeed's ability to speak, is now being turned and used to stop real dissent and real reporting.
Correct.
This is bigger, this is really a bigger story than the coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's huge. So their Twitter account is suspended now. What does this mean? Okay. And again, I get a lot of emails. What's my opinion? What's this? We've sold a ton of the oreganol, the Oregaresp, which I think we should.
We should. Everybody needs to be safe.
They need to have it because you don't know where this is going. We're in an environment where you don't know. Everything's on the table right now.
Everything.
And, you know, maybe you didn't believe that, or maybe you believe that now. Maybe you still don't, but I don't know. The virus, it appears, is man-made in nature. China is reporting, 300 dead and 14,000 have the virus. Outside organizations, are they credible? I think they're more credible than China's reporting.
A lot more.
We're seeing bootleg videos that do not...
they're not actors when they keel over and land on concrete face down.
Yeah.
That's not an actor.
Right.
That is not... Yeah. Unless he's going to pay the whole bunch. I mean, you just, and his head bounces up off the concrete. That's not an actor.
Right. So, reports are saying somewhere around 100,000 are infected and many thousands are dead. And that's just from a distance. That's just what they probably feel like they can prove in their statistics.
Right.
Other countries are now reporting it. A link on Drudge Report. A tent city was being put up, or tent kind of area, tent city. That may be a little dramatic of a word, but a tent area is being put up at one of the military bases in California. There was a big story about that. It was linked on Drudge Report. I went to click it. The link broke.
Gone.
Not gone. The link broke because too many people had clicked on it, on the site that it was on.
All right.
So what does this all mean? It means
be prepared.
It means don't believe what I say. Yeah. Don't believe certainly don't believe what corporate media says. See, I'm not trying to what I'm telling you. Again, I'm giving you information to make your own decision. I can tell you what I've done. I'm not a doctor. We're going to have Sherry Rogers on. We're going to ask her specific things, but, and Friday I gave the protocol that Cass Ingram sent that he used for the coronavirus. If you're preventing the coronavirus, it was Oregaresp twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5 drops of oregano oil under the tongue twice a day. If you have the virus, everything is every 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Am I worried about getting the coronavirus? Not one lick. Not one bit.
Well, that's because we have colloidal silver. Yeah, we got oregano. We got Oregaresp. We got
not one bit.
Vitamin D. We got magnesium. Vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, selenium, colloidal silver, oregano, and Oregaresp. That's what we've seen are the key things for. And we'll talk to Sherry Rogers today. From what I've seen from research, those are the key things.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll. You put all these things together, and there's a telling tale. Catherine Austin Fitz says she's not as worried about the virus in the West as she is the vaccine in the West. And the project.
Don't get that vaccine.
And the Project Jedi.
Yeah.
Which is the nano tracking particles in these vaccines. Why is there such a push? We're seeing a story out of. I'm spending a lot of time on this, but this is.
It's important.
There's so many fingers to it.
Yep.
Michael Snyder. economiccollapse blog.com. Is this the real reason why the coronavirus is absolutely devastating China? He asked the question because of their stance on Christianity. Do you know in China right now that if you're under 18, you're not allowed to go into a church?
No, I did not.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you know the churches, some of them, facial recognition software is being implemented in some of the churches? You walk in, you got to go through the facial recognition to even get in the church?
Yeah, I knew that.
Did you know about the they're changing verses in the Bible?
No, I did not know that.
They're taking down pictures of Jesus in the walls or, you know, biblical scenes and putting up pictures of Xi Jinping and quotes by Xi Jinping?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
In China right now. They claim, they, whoever they is, but statistics, and this is probably, I don't know if it's entirely accurate, but it's probably fairly accurate, I would say. With some certainty, you can have some sense of accuracy to this. In China, there are more Bible-believing Christians than in all of America. All of America.
Yeah. China's huge.
Right. And that makes sense because,
1.7 billion people.
Yeah. All that means is about 10% of the population.
Yeah.
Is more. Yeah. What's America? 300 million. And, you know, some of those are children and what have you. Anyway, you get my point.
Yeah.
So he asked the question, well, is this plague that came on China as a result of the way they've treated...
That's a good thought.
There is a crazy... Not crazy. There's a story out of Nigeria. Now, I've tried to confirm this. You know, they talk about the abuse. That's why I pay no attention to these people talking about slavery and black people getting abused and all that. You can go right now in Africa... You want to talk about slavery? You want to stop slavery?
Yeah.
You can go stop real slavery right now if you want to.
Yeah.
Real. People. We're talking about being sold, the whole thing, the whole deal, if you want to. You can also, you want to talk about refugees? What about these Christian refugees? You want to talk about a real refugee whose life is on the line in Africa right now?
Yep.
Well, in Nigeria, you know, the Muslims will come in. I'll tell you the story on the other side. It sent chills. It was so powerful.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. You got to hear it on the other side. Okay. More news and then Joseph Meyer. You're listening to The Power Hour. ThePowerHour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Got some really good news, and the show is growing and moving forward. TalkStream Live, they make a list every year of their top 50 shows. And so, you know, if you make the list, that's, you know, a big deal. Well, not last year, the year before, we barely made in. I think we were 50 or 49, something like that. I mean, we just squeaked in. Well, this last year, they just put their list out, and we jumped about 10 spots to number 40. So we're going up with a bullet.
Excellent.
We got a bullet. So, I mean, to go 10 spots in 1 year, that's pretty good.
That is real good.
So,
Thank you, everybody.
You should, you know, the Power Hour Nation is growing. TalkStreamLive.com. If you ever have problems, you know, our website gets attacked quite a bit, as you know. We don't have Fort Knox type security on our website. And, you know, I mean, let's just be honest. We have a lot of problems with it sometimes. Yeah. At times we're attacked. Todd and everybody does a really good job. If you ever do have trouble, go to TalkStreamLive.com. Just put in search the Power Hour. You'll see our logo. You can click on Listen Live. They even have Listen by Phone. You can even listen to older podcasts. Go back. I don't know how long it goes, but big news. We're number 40.
That's excellent.
Number 40 of all the talk shows in the country.
That's
there
amazing.
On TalkStream Live.
Love it.
On TalkStream Live. It's pretty cool.
It is real cool. I'm excited.
Yes, very good. Now, let me explain this special. Wayne's coming on tomorrow again, these new products, because they take time to explain. Okay, the Strauss Cardio Support, the Cardio Calm, which you know, has traditionally been used for people with arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats, you know, those kind of things, heart muscle problems, what have you. If you buy the three bottles of them, you get 15% off. They also have the kidney support coming out, the Strauss Kidney Support. And I'm definitely doing that kidney support, helping your kidney and cleansing and what have you. If you do that, it's same thing, 15% off if you buy all three bottles. Because that's traditionally, you take three and then you're good. That's what people have told us they've done. Now, we're not doctors. Everybody differs. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. If things don't work, you don't like the product, you can return. Our returns are negligible. The Strauss Heart Drops we sell at the Power Mall. If you buy both these others, you can get a bottle of Strauss Heart Drop for 15%. So I know that's quite an investment, but these are, you know, these are very revolutionary products, and you can get 15% of all of them if you buy all of them. That's quite an investment, but, you know, think about that. the Strauss Heart Drops, the 3 bottles of CardioCom, 3 bottles of the King Support, and then, you know, you got a good, you know, a good herbal medicine.
Sure do. That's top shelf, that stuff.
It's top shelf. The man of food storage, our food storage is selling pretty strong sales, to say the least. People are concerned. People want independence. You know, my good friend Marcia, she asked me about, do you see this as a way for mandatory vaccines? Do you see this as, if you're coming from another country or go to another country to get back in, you're going to have to show vaccines or have to have vaccines to go? I think anything is on the table.
Anything and everything.
Again, I can tell you what I did. You know what I did last week? I don't live near the warehouse for Numana, so they have to ship it to me also. I said, ship me some more. That's how concerned I was. I said, ship me some more and some of the powdered milk and some of the other things. I have a lot of water filters. The Duraflow water filters are the best. If your life's on the line, you want the Duraflow water filters. If your life is on the line, let me repeat, you want the Duraflow water filters. We sell over at Numana, or at the Power Mall sells them also.
And a lot of the big companies, the food companies, FEMA has gone to them and said, we want to buy everything you got.
Well, there's obviously something going on.
Yeah. FEMA just doesn't go there and want a bunch of food unless something's going on.
Yes, and we're not selling. We're selling to the people. We're making offers to the Power Mall people. You know, you can't get 20% off anywhere else. We don't sell it anywhere else. So you can get it at the Power Mall. Obviously, Grown by Nature is this week. Jason Derkovitz will be here. So all the Grown by Nature is on sale. The multivitamin, the vitamin E, the selenium, potassium, magnesium, all on sale. Happy Bodies, phosphatidylcholine is on sale. This week, iComplex course, Robert Abel, the end of last week. He was talking about those, I didn't want to argue with him about the vaccines, because he's literally one of the best eye doctors in the certainly country world. He's sought all over the world for his specialty and his eye knowledge.
Yep.
I didn't want to argue with him, but I want to make it very clear for new listeners. Me personally, I do not support vaccines at all.
We do not.
Until somebody can prove to me they're safe, I don't even talk to me about them.
Right.
That's the way I feel about them. And I know so much about the nanotechnologies, the Project Jedi, whatever. Or you can say, if you're a new listener, you're thinking, what are you saying? Okay, just look up Project Jedi, the database, Microsoft, all these, about the nanoparticles that are going in these. REM sleep is also on sale. Oregaresp, Super Silver, OptiVita Silver, there's a clinical study out of BYU about that that's really important. Silver gel, silver lozenges, man, those things taste great if you're getting a sore throat at all. Also, if you're in public, that's a great way to kind of protect yourself without a mask. you just kind of have silver lozenges with you that's always coating your throat. The Purely C, vitamin C, I keep forgetting vitamin C in that. Vitamin C is even more important than we thought. Marcia sent me a big story about vitamin C and these viruses. But you want a good non-GMO source. That's what we have over at the Power Mall from North American. Chaga Max, vitamin D3, essential, pro-magnesium, essential, zinc, essential, selenium, essential.
Talking
about these coronaviruses. Yeah. All those are more over at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for what how you look to us. We're growing. We're moving. We continue to need your support. Because we have big plans, and we are not taking this lying down, and there's things going on. You'll see in the next couple months. And you know how you felt when you heard about this virus and how it made you act? I'm going to come to you, and I don't know when, couple months, 3 months, just somewhere. I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say, okay, we have this plan. We have we want you to do this. I want you to please remember how you felt about this virus and the panic and the sense of urgency. Not panic, but your sense of urgency. You felt a sense of urgency. I want you to please remember that sense of urgency you felt about the virus when, in 2 months, when I ask you to do and explain to you what we're working on. And there's a lot of other people involved, people you know. This is something serious. Cross our fingers. Please pray for it. That it can go off. There's obviously, a million different things that could happen, whatever. But we're working on this. I want you to please remember when I come to you, my grandpa, when I say jump, you ask how high. I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but when we say jump here, we need you to come back and ask how high.
Yep.
Okay. This we'll just leave it at that. And we are working on things.
And it's an easy way to get involved.
It is. It will
be. Very easy.
And it's going to be. You're going to feel empowered.
Yep.
and then something's going to happen.
Everybody asks, "What can I do? What can I?" I'm just We're going to give you something to do.
We're going to give you something to do, and you're not going to be alone. It's not going to be just this show.
Right.
So there you go. You should be very proud of what we're working on. You really should. Let me finish that Nigerian story. So a group of Christians were captured by Muslims who came into this area. Like, you know, nothing new over there. This is happening all the time. So they rounded up the Christians and they rounded up. There was a group, I don't know how many, 20 or 30 men, women, children, whatever. They took three or four of the men. They asked them to deny Christ. They wouldn't deny Christ and they shot them cut their head off.
Yeah.
And of course the women and children went crazy. They put them back in the cell. They said, okay, we're going to bring you back and you're going to, same thing's going to happen to you if you don't deny Christ. I mean, literally, this is what's going on in Nigeria, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen.
And in Libya.
Right. They're all kind of different places.
Yeah. Oh.
So anyway, so they go back to the cell. All the women and children in that cell reported that Jesus Christ appeared to them and told them not to worry, that he would protect them, to stay strong, to not deny him, and that he would deliver them. They went back out. They were lined up. They said, all right, you deny Christ. The same thing's going to happen to you that happened to your husbands. And they said, well, it's very moving. They said, we will not deny Christ. He is our rock. He's our savior, and he will deliver us. And they laughed. They went to kill the people. And something happened. There's different kind of perspectives on what happened. Some of the people went crazy. Some of them dropped dead. Something scared them, and they all ran off. And some of them dropped dead who were trying to kill these people.
Yeah. Great story.
And they were all delivered.
Yeah.
We're in a situation where we need a miracle. That's the bad news. The good news is all we need is a miracle.
That's right.
That's it. And
they happen every day.
And they happen every day. That's exactly right. Getting back to the news before Joseph comes on. Just let me know when Joseph's here, Todd. Russia may deport any foreigners found with coronavirus. This makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
You're from China and you got the virus and you're on a plane?
Out of here.
Do not pass go.
You're out of here.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not get your magnet from the store. Your party favor, your t-shirt. You. Right back to where you are. 438 Wuhan travelers lost in the United Kingdom as 11 more Brits are evacuated. It's an odd story.
Yeah, it is.
Venezuela's capital is booming. You know Venezuela?
Yeah. What's it booming in? Oil?
No. Dave Maduro.
Yeah.
Now, this is what happens. You want an example, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when government gets out of the way? They have been forced in the capital in the big cities, Maduro, because the pressure is so, you know, the pressure is immense. You can imagine people can't get food, the supply chains, that nothing's moving, the economy's not moving because there's so, you know, the heavy-handed socialist restrictions.
Right.
And the sanctions by America. I mean, let's not forget about that, too. But all of the above. They started to release some of the restrictions, the government restrictions there. The capital is now booming again, like compared to what it was. I'm not saying it's New York City or anything, but this is what this article is claiming. It's booming. You know, nightlife, the people are going to clubs, people are going out, people are spending money. Investment is coming in. They're probably buying up things, pennies on the dollar. All these things are coming. Why? This is what happens. Government is a parasite, ladies and gentlemen. Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Yep.
Government at its best is a necessary evil. Mm-hmm. At its best.
Yep.
I would say a nuisance, a necessary nuisance. And at its worst, it's a horrific, destructive parasite.
Yep.
You get it out of the way, the human ingenuity, what is endowed to us, can go and produce.
Correct. And that happens everywhere that government gets out of the way, for the most part, that happens.
U.S. troops who recently traveled to China are now quarantined in South Korea.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. It is good.
That's a good story.
Twitter bombarded with conspiracy theories after release of final Iowa poll axed the head of Democratic caucus.
Yeah.
The final poll, they killed it.
They killed it.
You know why?
Why? Bernie was
Bernie's way ahead, I'm sure.
Way ahead. And they didn't want that. Supposedly Bloomberg paid to
kill it.
Kill it, supposedly.
Allegedly. Bernie is, I saw a couple places where Elizabeth Warren had some fervor in her crowds. Bernie's the only one that can get some crowds.
Yeah.
You know, then
everybody else gets gets 15 people in a room.
And Trump called him a communist. Maybe he's been listening to the Power Hour. That's what he is.
He is.
I would say he's a step or two from communism,
yeah,
but he's right there. He's a strong socialist.
Yeah.
Strong.
If he got into power, he would immediately bring in communism.
Bannon. You remember Bannon, our buddy?
Yeah, I remember
Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
He says Trump should not deliver the State of the Union until after the impeachment.
I think he's right. I read
Why?
That article.
Why?
I just think he's right.
Why?
It's only 2 days he's got to wait.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so because all the attention will be on. I think he'll just give him more attention.
I don't know.
Why would he?
Since
he
I would wait. I'm with Steve.
Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, 10K Pete.
Yeah, 10K Pete. 10 Penny Pete. 10 Penny Pete.
That's even better.
That's even better.
That's even better. 10 Penny Pete. He refused to walk back previous statements that Trump supporters are at best looking the other way on racism. Basically, all the Trump supporters are racist. He refused to say anything about
that. Yeah, that's
that.
Why you're running and you're got a problem.
The UK and EU are already sparring over rules. The Brexit trade deal rules. If Britain should just tell, there are no rules.
The rules are we're
not involved.
That's right.
That's the rule.
And we're getting a big fat trade deal with the United States.
Yeah,
we're happy.
China bans short. So how does China handle a emergency economically? China bans all short selling. Plans massive liquidity injection to prevent market crash.
Ooh.
There you go.
There
we
got
to get to our guest. Now, there's a couple stories about spices. You can check those out. Maybe we'll bring them up about Sherry. Dr. Sherry's going to be here next hour. If you want to call in, please do. Our next guest, Joseph Myers, popping in for a quick update, straightmoneyanalysis.com. He has been there. He has done that. He is a friend of the Power Hour. We love him. We're so glad to have him here. Joseph, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you for having me as a guest this morning. Great to visit with you once again. Thank you, Daniel.
Absolutely. Now, I didn't even know why you were on or coming on. I mean, it's always good to have you. I'm sure you have some update. So I'll learn the same time that the rest of the audience. I didn't get the chance to talk to you this morning. So go ahead, lay it on us. What are we looking at?
Well, I think we're looking at the market certainly at a very critical juncture. I don't think we've been told anywhere near how bad this coronavirus truly is. I think that's going to be the surprise in the next couple of weeks. People are not factoring into the current level of the Dow in these other markets, Daniel.
All right. Let me ask you about China specifically. Wuhan, that province, is a big, obviously they ship on the coast, but a big manufacturing area is in Wuhan. Where's the dead center of all this? They've quarantined. They shut down. Now neighboring provinces are shutting down. Borders are how does this affect, obviously, trade? Commerce is unquestionably got to be affected here.
It's a big factor, and I think it's being downplayed. I think the other factor, again, that's being downplayed, as you know, Hong Kong's the gateway to banking in all of Southeast Asia. They're having serious problems with this coronavirus as well. I think the ramifications ahead of us are not good, quite frankly, Daniel. And I think, again, it's not being factored in.
All right. I can see a scenario, and I saw this morning, I didn't check while I was on air, but earlier this morning, gold and silver actually shot down, which I have, you know, just boggles my mind that it went down some. Oh, is this a fact that that the dollar is strengthening because of all these scenarios you're saying? So throughout the world, those currencies are going down and dollars strengthening, or why are we seeing this?
Well, I think we're seeing money move around in these markets from all different sectors of the world, and I think that's continuing. And we're seeing volatility in these markets on a daily basis. That's what's happening.
What, for somebody sitting here at home listening and they think gold, silver, security, they hear you all the time. They hear you about the stock market. You know, since you've said the stock market's going down, all it's done is, it went down for a little bit, but it's all it's done is gone up some. I mean, let's be honest. I think that there's no question in my mind, Catherine Austin Fitz, among others, it's now pretty obvious that through the back door, through the repo market, the money's getting into the banks, and it's going right into the market. At the tune of, in a few months, we're talking several trillion dollars are going to these banks.
Yes.
I mean, you can't deny that. I see no way that this market will go down as long as that type of money is being pumped in through the back door. Your thoughts?
Well, I think we're going to reach a point where I think we're going to see countries around the world back away from the dollar, and that's going to end what's going on with this repo game. Not a question of if, it's a question of when these foreigners get fed up with what's happening. That's still ahead of us, Daniel. That's not behind us by any shake of the imagination.
Is there going to be something, is there going to be a trigger event, or just kind of a slow move, or will there be a hard boom on this date, this event, something's going to really start that cascade?
I think something will trigger, it'll be a black swan event, God knows what it'll be, but I think when it happens, it's going to be very dramatic and very, very painful for a lot of investors from all over the world.
People who are in 401ks, you know, most of them, I would say, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think most people who have 401ks, they really don't manage it. It's just, well, whatever their plan or whatever does, they really have no idea where the money's going. They don't realize that a lot of that money is going to negative interest bonds, is going to things that they probably don't want to be involved. Is that, would that be accurate to say?
That's exactly right, but I don't think the majority of people truly understand that fact, Daniel.
So what can they do? So if somebody's got 401k, that's all true. What do they need to know? What can they do?
Well, number one, you want to protect your equity in the account. That's of paramount importance. I think these markets represent extraordinary risk. I've said that repeatedly in the shows we've done together. I think the Dow is artificial, and I think when it falls, it's going to fall quite dramatically. I think people should be moving to the sidelines, raising some cash, and not taking risk in these markets that I think in the years ahead of us they're going to regret having been part of. That's what I think they should be doing.
I am very, I don't know what the word is. I mean, there's a thing as a meltdown, and there's also a thing as a melt up. We could literally be seeing money just flow into the American stock market as a shelter of last refuse throughout the world. We could see the stock. It would not shock me if the stock market cascaded up to 50,000, if the Dow did. It would not shock me. It would not shock me if it ballooned down to 10,000. I mean, really, it wouldn't shock me either way. Is that an intelligent thought?
I think what we're witnessing here that few people realize, we're witnessing a repeat of what took place in Japan in the 1980s. Their market topped out, as you know, 38,000 in the Nikkei. Went through a very brutal bear market where the bottom of the move was below 10,000. So we've seen when these manias end, they end very badly. And I think we're following exactly the same game plan and scenario that Japan went through. I truly do.
The election, what factor, you know, obviously the government's got plenty of protection team. You know, they're not, there is no way the sitting president is going to allow the stock market to go down if he has any control over it. I would think. Am I crazy?
True. Markets tend to go up for an incumbent president in an election year. That's history, and he's got history on his side. No two ways about it. How much higher the market can go, that's the big question, Daniel.
Gold and silver. People are listening at home. I love, love, love the idea of having silver coins in my hand. There's a power to it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. It is honest weights and measures. It doesn't owe anybody anything. It's not responsible to anybody for anything. It is yours and in your possession. What do you say about what I just said?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think everybody's got to own gold and silver. I think depending on your financial situation determines how much you should own. But I think you want to own an equal amount of gold and an equal amount of silver up until you certainly feel comfortable with having put away enough that you don't need anymore. That's what you should be doing.
These IRAs, can you direct these IRAs to get more into gold or silver?
Yes. Know?
Okay. And can you help them with that, you know, with some of these questions?
Absolutely.
Why don't you give them a phone number?
386-677-8642.
One more time.
386-677-8642.
He has a newsletter, which I think is fabulous, and I've read a lot of newsletters. It's not complicated. It's boiled down straight to the ABC. Here's the information. Here's what we're seeing. Here's actionable suggestions that you can do to act on this information. Up to you, your choice. I love it. It's simple. For everybody listening, I think that it is probably the best one out there as far as for those reasons. It's simple. It gives you ABC options to do. Boom. I mean, the people make all this thing like it's rocket science or not. Let Joseph Meyer break it down for you. It takes a real genius and a real talent to take something that's complicated and make it simple. That's why I love his newsletter. You can subscribe to that at straightmoneyanalysis.com or at the phone number. And then once you're a subscriber, they can call you and ask you any of these questions, correct?
That's correct.
Let me give you also, ladies and gentlemen, a phone number if you are... and he doesn't pay for sponsorship. He's a friend of mine. I've dealt with him now for quite a while. Mike at River City Coins in Cape Girardeau. Now, you may live nowhere near Cape Girardeau, Missouri, but Mike will take your call. He can answer any questions about specific coins, what have you, and the market price, whatever. Anything that's about specific coins, 573-334-1108. And then if you want to buy from them, he can ship to you. He won't rip you off. He won't steer you into, you know, high dollar things. To get the newsletter, to get access to Joseph, 386-677-8642. I highly recommend. Joseph, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you for having me, Daniel. Always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much.
Dr. Rogers on the other side. Get your calls in.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.